Hi everybody, this is Pessa.
And I'm Winnie.
And welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast, where we believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and also fulfilling. And you can always find us at Pessa Shayo
on Twitter, and I'm also at Whitney Shayo.
And we are very excited to bring this episode today.
And first, we wanted to say thank you to two ladies who have been supporting us a lot on Twitter. The first one is Lola
Oluyemi.
I'm sorry. And then the second one is Mrs. Selena Owens. Thank you guys so much for supporting us and just helping us with our message. We really appreciate that.
Yes, yes, Miss Lola, you've been great. And also, we also have Mr. Tim Marler, who's also been really supportive with our message on Twitter. And for all of those people we couldn't get to mention you on this episode, we are so thankful for all you've done. You retweet our message, you favorite our message, and you're just so involved to get this message out to the masses, because we definitely believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. And to do that, we need to get this message out there to as many people as possible, because a lot of people don't believe that their marriage can be awesome. They don't believe that their marriage can be fixed. They just think that it's over and the next solution is to get divorced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we honestly believe that as long as you and your spouse are not abusing each other, you're not cheating on each other, you guys have a chance. You don't have to divorce. And because one thing that we've learned through the journey of having this marriage blog is people who divorce end up regretting it later because they find out that actually they're not happier after they do that. They actually end up feeling more lonely, and they wonder if they'll ever be able to find, you know, someone to spend their life with. And so we just want to encourage everybody who's married to stay married, because there is no perfect relationship. Every marriage has some arguing and resentment, and that's just how it is. And so we want to encourage you guys, because we all go through it, but we can all overcome it together, though, that's for sure.
And one thing I want to bring to your attention is I read somewhere this week that it takes as much energy to have a mediocre marriage as it takes to have a great, awesome marriage. It's just where you direct your energy. And this one really spoke to me. It takes the same amount of energy to have a mediocre marriage as it takes to have a great and awesome marriage. The difference is, where are you directing that energy? You can direct your energy to fight, complain, upset, drama. You still use the energy, or you can direct the energy to be positive, tell your wife I love you, even if we are having trouble, but you can always try to spin it on a positive way, and you'll have a great marriage. So again, guys, this really spoke to me, and I hope it speaks to you guys, that it's not about using more energy to have a great marriage. No, it takes the same amount of energy to have an awesome marriage as it takes to have a mediocre marriage. The difference is, where are you directing this energy?
Yeah, one thing I've noticed is you're either making efforts to get along or you're making efforts to stay mad. Because it still takes work. It's not like, I'm just gonna ignore everything that's going on and because I'm just ticked off right now. No, it's like, actually, it does take a lot of energy even just to be mad. So,
yes. So, again, this is gonna really help you guys to get inspired, that it takes the same amount of energy to have a mediocre marriage as it takes to have a great and awesome marriage. It just depends where you're directing your energy. Now, Whitney, did you have something to tell us about the Four Horsemen?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, before she tells us, I just want to remind you that you can always follow us at PesaShayo, PesaShayo, at PesaShayo. And my wife is?
I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And how do you spell that?
W-H-I-T-N-E-Y and then S-H-A-Y-O.
Yes, at Whitney Shayo. Mm-hmm. And then so you want to tell us something about the Four Horsemen?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the book by Dr. Gottman, The Seven Principles for Making a Marriage Work, is such a great book, and it has really helped me understand a lot about marriage. It's a long book, I'll warn you, but it's worth reading. It has so much information that I had no clue about before I read it. And there are four big problems that a marriage can have, and he calls them the Four Horsemen. And one is criticism, two, defensiveness, three, contempt, and four is stonewalling. And criticism is totally different than complaining, because if your spouse is doing something that you don't like or that you don't agree with, or it's just something that bugs you, you can complain about it without actually attacking them personally. You can just attack the issue. But if it's criticism, then that means you're not only complaining about what they're doing, but you're actually attacking their character and you're insulting them on a personal level. And the second one, which is defensiveness, that is when your spouse brings an issue to you and your reaction is more like, oh, that's not my fault, I didn't do that, no, it didn't happen that way, or you react like, oh, that's so stupid, why would you say that? That point doesn't matter. That's defensiveness, like you're just not taking any part in it at all. You're not taking any responsibility for the problem at hand. And then number three, contempt. Contempt, he says, is what usually brings a marriage to divorce. Contempt is basically when a couple can't have a discussion without attacking one another personally, and they believe like they're above the other. And the other one is just not even worth talking to, not worth their time, not worth their respect.
Now, sorry guys, we are about to go to a hard break at the moment. And then Whitney will come back and tell us the fourth horseman, which will help us with our marriages. We'll be back in a minute. Hey guys, we are back to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast, and again, I'm your host, PesaShayo, at PesaShayo, and my wife is here with me, Whitney Shayo, and she was actually, before the break, she was telling us more about the four horsemen that Dr. Gottman has said that they are the best indicators of a divorce. And just to recap what Whitney was telling us, the first horseman was criticism. The second was defensiveness. The third one was contempt. And now Whitney will go ahead and tell us what the fourth horseman was, because we are really dying, itching to find out what the fourth horseman is.
Yeah, the fourth one is stonewalling. And stonewalling is basically one person leaves the room or checks out of the conversation anyway, and refuses to continue talking, and that sends a message to your spouse that you do not want to hear their concerns at all. And sometimes it can also imply that you really don't care about how they're feeling and you don't care about the situation. So yeah, those are the four. The first one is criticism, second one, defensiveness, third, contempt, and fourth, stonewalling.
And what is crazy is, like, Dr. Gottman has been able to predict with what percentage?
Yeah, he can predict divorce. I think it's a 91% accuracy. I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, he's usually right. When he listens to a couple arguing, he can predict whether or not they're going to stay together.
And that's huge. That's basically, he's saying, by listening to a couple, he can, with more than 90% certainty that he will know if a couple will be able to divorce or they'll be able to stay together. And his book is very informative on ways to keep your marriage together. Some of these things, criticism, defensiveness, contempt, and stonewalling, I feel like a lot of couples, we do them too together. We also do them. It's good to know what the behavior is so that when it's happening, at least you can know what your spouse is doing or what you're doing and call them to it or call yourself to it and be able to correct it. Because it seems like if you don't know what you're doing, you might think that's just the right way to react or to react to a misunderstanding or a problem. But sometimes it's not the right. That's what we've been taught, but that's not the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because even I know some couples who, even it happened in our life too, were not being aware of the difference between a complaint and criticism. Once you find out the difference, you're like, whoa. And I think, and also I forgot to add, one of the reasons that helps Dr. Gottman predict the divorce is if contempt is present in their argument. If one or both partners have contempt, then that, at that point, it's pretty much going downhill and it's not going to last very long.
So contempt is, what is contempt? Can you remind me?
Contempt is when you think someone is beneath you.
Okay, there you go. When you think someone is beneath you. Mm-hmm. So can you give us an example of contempt?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll use his examples. He had an example in his book. There was a couple, I think it was like a 30-year study of couples arguing, and they had them move into, each couple would move into an apartment for a weekend, and it had, like, the living room and the kitchen had, I guess it had, like, a see-through wall or whatever, where the researchers could observe what was going on. And one young couple, a newlywed couple, they were fighting about the wife was staying at home and the husband was working, and she wanted him to help her clean up the house or something, and they had some other issues too, but every time she would ask him for help, she was pretty much just mean about it. And that was the contempt part. He would always try to say, oh, well, maybe we can work it out this way, or maybe I can change my schedule, or maybe I can do this. And then her response would always be something along the lines of, oh, well, you think that's going to help? You think that's going to make it better? And not long after that, the two of them did divorce. So the wife in that case was the one who was very contemptuous towards her husband.
And that's so sad to hear, because it seems like a lot of folks, including us, sometimes we go through the contempt and just feeling like the other person, the couple, your wife or your husband, is not doing things the way you think they should be doing, or doing things that you think they should be doing. Now, the book is The 7 Principles of Making Marriage Work by Dr. John Gottman. Dr. John Gottman, The 7 Principles of Making the Marriage Work. That book should belong in every couple's library. It's very, very informative.
Mm-hmm. And he also has a whole chapter where you guys can answer questions about the history of your marriage and things like that, so that you can kind of figure out where some of the problems are coming from and try to come up with solutions. And so, and also he has some quizzes that can be taken as well. And if you score like a 20 out of 20, then that means you and your spouse are really, really close. You're doing really well. And then if you get a lower score, he gives a lot of suggestions on how to improve. So it is a very long book, but if if your marriage is doing well, I would recommend something lighter, like maybe Love and Respect or the 5 Love Languages. But if your marriage is in trouble, I would totally recommend this one, because this one gives you ideas that, I mean, you'll be surprised by some of the things that he found in his research.
And sometimes if your marriage is not doing well, I don't know, it's better to start with a light book, because you're already fighting so much that you need something to ease you in, like the 5 Love Languages, just to be able to communicate with your spouse, just to ease you in into, hey, how am I going to get to communicate with my spouse? And then if you feel like you're getting stronger and stronger, you can get to a bigger book or a stronger book or a more complex book like what Dr. Gottman has. You know, folks, we'll go for a quick break and then we'll be back for the last segment of the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. And again, I'm your host, Pesa Shayo, at Pesa Shayo, and Whitney is at Whitney Shayo. Thank you. Hey, folks, we are back. This is Pesa Shayo of the Live Your Best Marriage podcast, and I'm at Pesa Shayo, and here at Live Your Best Marriage, we believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and to be fulfilling. And with me, I have my co-host, who's also my beautiful wife, Whitney.
You can find me on Twitter at Whitney Shayo. And if you're not on Twitter, you can find me on G+. You can find me on Facebook. And you can also send us an email at liveyourbestmarriage@gmail.com. If you have any questions or you want to give us some feedback, that would be great too.
On this segment, we'll be talk about parenting, and Whitney had some tips and tricks and all that about parenting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we we wanted to take some fall pictures of our family, and so last night we went to a park, and we had all the kids dress up, and we did their hair and everything. And then we also dressed up as well, and we took quite a few pictures. We had our tripod with us, and none of the pictures had the kids actually looking at the camera. So, like, I mean, not even one. And it was, and I thought it was funny. We just had to laugh after it was all over. I was like, you know, I don't think we're the only ones who go through this. So we'll tweet one of them, because they're funny. And it was, and I think it just makes, it's just one of those enjoyable moments. So, you know, when your kids are little, it's like, oh, it's fun. You know, we got all dressed up. We got the perfect location. The sun was setting just right, so the lighting was awesome, and they're all making goofy faces, or they're just looking somewhere else, not even close to the camera, but, you know, hey, it's okay. Those are going to be our recent photos for fall 2015.
If you guys have any tips on how you are able to get your kids to actually go through a family photo shoot, you can actually tweet them to us, because...
Yeah. If you have any tips or suggestions, or if you also have some funny pictures of your kids not cooperating, then definitely either tweet those to us, or you can send them to us, because we would love that.
This is not the first time we've taken pictures, but this one was the the craziest one, because for some reason, they were just so busy.
Yeah, well, this time, our one-year-old was walking, so... she did not want to sit still even for a second. I mean, she just wanted to run all through the grass. And so then at that point, I was like, you know, maybe I can get a good picture of her by herself just standing in the grass. But all of them were totally blurry because she was just running everywhere. So
yeah. My suggestion was we need to try that again, because maybe when they are a little bit more tired, they can take better pictures. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a lot of work, but it's fun.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. And do you have any other tips for our listeners?
One other tip I have is we I found out about, I don't know, a lot of other moms out there might know about this, but I just found out about this last year. It's called Mom's Day Out at the YMCA, and other churches also have this. It's called, I think they call it Kids Day Out, and it's where you can drop your active toddler, like two to five years, you can leave them there for 3 or 4 hours, and they get to do arts and crafts, they get to have lunch, and they get to go swimming and all that kind of stuff. And you can either just have a few hours to relax, or you can use that time to do your shopping so that you don't have your active 3-year-old or 4-year-old, like I do, running through the parking lot, because that scares me to death. So it's nice, and it's also good for the child to be able to meet other kids and do those activities as well. So if you didn't know about that, if you are looking for something that you can do maybe once a week or twice a week to relax a little bit, definitely, I would totally recommend Mom's Day Out. And it's also very cost effective. It's like, I think it's $40 for the whole month.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, that's a lot cheaper than preschool anyway.
Yes. So that's something that you guys should put in mind. It's going to help you guys just, and you can also be able to complete other projects while the kids are being watched by somebody else. So guys, we've had a blast having this podcast today. And you can always reach us on Twitter. We enjoy communicating with you guys on Twitter. If you have any question, if it's something more personal, you can also DM us on Twitter, which is a little bit more personal. But until next time, we just need to remind you guys that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. So until next time, again, I'm Pesa Shayo.
And I'm Whitney Shayo.
And God bless, and we'll see each other on Friday.